wrestle to understand truth. There's a big world out there, and everyone's on their own personal journey, seeking their own truth. Sometimes we take things too personal. Journalists should strive to be accurate and fair, honest and courageous, gathering information for everyone to make good decisions for themselves, friends, and family. Most people are of the opinion that we have been lied to for much too long, and that the sources we've listened to for so many years have been manipulated. Simply put, we are living in a Truman Show. Our mission is to look for truth and expose the lies. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Christopher Key Show.
Wake up or wake-o, guys. Christopher Key here live with the Christopher Key Show. I'm in Pigeon Forge, Alabama. I'm not in Pigeon Forge, Alabama. I'm in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. I'm about to head to Alabama to take care of my grandson on Friday. And then I'm headed to San Diego, California on Tuesday for Dr. Robert Young's sentencing. If you don't know who Dr. Robert Young is, you've been under a stone. You have no clue. Dr. Robert Young, I believe, is Nikola Tesla of our time. I believe the four most important people that walked the face of the earth, number one was Jesus Christ, number two was Nikola Tesla, number three was Royal Raymond Rife, and number four is Dr. Robert Young. This man is a trooper. He's a warrior. He's in prison right now. Why? Because this man went on my show a couple months back, and we proved without a shadow of a doubt what happened in California, what happened in Malibu, what happened in Hawaii, what happened in Malibu also, what happened in North Carolina, South Carolina was not an act of God. It was an act of war. It was an act of war by the United States government. And he went on to tell me about Masterpiece. Masterpiece right here, this product, I believe is a miracle. I believe the nanobots, the nanodots, the mercury, the aluminum, the pesticides, the herbicides, the snake venoms, the graphene oxide, I believe, removed from the temple when you utilize this product right here. And again, don't believe me. Go to my website, knn.world, right now. And at the very top, you hit shop, and then you go to Masterpiece, and then you go read all the clinical studies proving all those toxins are taken out of the body. You can't go preach God's word if you don't take care of your temple. And they're poisoning the temple with the water, the food, the supplements, the air, the frequencies. They're poisoning everything. They're poisoning everything twice on Saturday, not Sunday, because the true Sabbath is Saturday. Wake up. Yeah, get away from your 501c3 corporation churches that have nothing to do with God. They're satanic, especially the Catholic Church, which I grew up in. Pure evil. Okay? Quit being divided because you're Jewish. I'm Catholic. Okay? You're Muslim. You're black. I'm white. Who cares? We all bleed red. Today, we're going to talk to Stuart Rhodes. Stuart Rhodes was a J6er. Stuart Rhodes was put into prison. During this whole J6er event, Stuart's talking now. He doesn't know we're live right now, but he's putting his thing in. So anyway, Stuart Rhodes, right here, is was the head of the Oath Keeper group. The Oath Keeper, they have been told they were the ones that did this whole thing on January 6th. Stuart, I need you to be quiet, brother. I can hear you, okay? Please quit talking. Okay.
He's got my mic open.
So, your mic's open, brother. So, again, Stuart Rhodes is going to be here. Stuart Rhodes is going to talk to you about what happened to him at J6, what happened to him the entire time he was incarcerated. So we'll be right back after these messages. Christopher Key here with the Christopher Key Show. This product right here called Masterpiece, I believe it's a miracle. This product right here is why I believe Dr. Robert Young is in prison right now. This product right here is like nothing I've ever seen. I've looked over the randomized double-blind placebo studies. I've looked over study after study after study. And if you have myocarditis, if you've had a stroke, a heart attack, if you've got taken the vaccine, if you've got the bioweapon inside your temple, if you have the nanobots, the nanoparticles, if you have the mercury, the aluminum, I believe, and it's my personal opinion, that this product right here, Masterpiece, is a miracle. This product is like nothing I've ever seen. If you go to my website, crisiskey.life, crisiskey.life, if you hit shop, you go down there and you find the Masterpiece, and you want this product to detoxify your temple. You can't go preach God's word if you don't take care of your temple. Masterpiece is a miracle. Love you. God bless.
The show by shopping the products on our website at christiskey.life. B3 Sciences, the best BFR bands. Optimize your health, wellness, and fitness in just 10 minutes a day. B3 bands are a new technology in exercise that allows everyone to exercise in one half the time. This includes home and gym exercise, rehab, strength training, and performance training. B3 bands are the product of 40-plus years of research, ingenuity, experience, and over 1 million real-life exercise sessions. Based on a scientific discovery in exercise, BFFR, blood flow resistance, uses the body's natural systems in combination with light exercise to produce results that will change the way you exercise forever. Richardson Nutritional Center. Find natural health supplements to improve your wellness. Richardson Nutritional Center is the dedicated provider of high-quality natural health supplements and products. Our mission is to promote wellness and healthy living through the use of safe and effective dietary supplements that support the body's natural healing processes. We take great pride in sourcing only the most trusted and reputable manufacturers in the industry, ensuring that our customers receive the best quality products available. With a wide selection of supplements formulated to meet specific health needs, we are committed to providing our customers with the highest quality products. Whether you are searching for vitamin supplements or therapeutic seeds, you can rely on Richardson Nutritional Center to deliver safe and effective solutions for optimal health and wellness. Cardio Miracle, the finest heart and health supplement in the world, 60-day risk-free. Try Cardio Miracle for 60 days, and if you don't feel better or see a difference, we will give you your money back. It's a happiness guarantee that is unconditional. If you take Cardio Miracle faithfully, 2 servings, 4 scoops a day, and you don't like the results, we will refund your purchase. Shipping excluded. As the founder and the manufacturer and distributor of Cardio Miracle, John Hewlett has dedicated his life to sharing the nitric oxide discovery and the Cardio Miracle formulation with those who are serious about health. He enthusiastically shares the news about the ability of nitric oxide in the arteries, veins, and capillaries to support better cardiovascular and overall health. His Cardio Miracle formulation produces more nitric oxide in the body, produces it faster, and sustains it longer. John considers this his life's calling and mission, to help people take charge of their health and enjoy life to the fullest.
Did you know that the older we get, the less IGF is produced by our bodies naturally? It's true. When you're born, you've got tons of it. And that's why you feel great in your 20s. The great news is you can replenish it. Just like multivitamins that you take every day, you can supplement the natural IGF levels in your body. You can do that with clinically proven IGF-1 Plus from Nutronics Labs. This is the stuff that helps you regain IGF-1 and feel great. You spray it in your mouth a couple of times a day and boom. Lean muscle gain, healthy weight loss, more restful sleep, positive energy gain, crystal clear thinking, all of these things. There's a reason why athletes and celebrities like Mario Lopez and Frank Stallone are big fans of this product. These are benefits from the proper levels of IGF in your system. Go do the research on your own. And by the way, when you put the product on auto ship, and you should, it's not a lifetime contract. You can cancel any time, but you should try this stuff for about 3 months to really see the positive gains.
Find these and much, much more and support this show. Go to christiskey.life now and thank you in advance.
Okay, guys, Christopher Key here again with the Christopher Key Show. I got Stuart Rhodes. How do you say your last name, brother? Rhodes?
Rhodes.
Rhodes. Stuart Rhodes.
Like, Rhodes, we don't need no roads where we're going.
There you go. We don't need no roads. Okay, so Rhodes, like driving on a road. Stuart Rhodes, this man, head of Oath Keepers, this man was charged, I think, with the insurrection.
Seditious conspiracy.
Okay, you'll talk about that, okay? Sure. You know, they try to get Trump for this, but then they try to get this man for this. He's going to tell his story and walk through what happened on January the 6th, what happened in his incarceration, and what we can do to help this man move on with his life. Go ahead, brother. Introduce yourself to everybody and tell us what happened on January the 6th, brother.
Well, so big picture, what's going on with January the 6th is that it was just like the big protest in November of 2020 and December of 2020. There was a mass protest against a stolen, illegal, and unconstitutional election. But what was different about January the 6th is that the peaceful protest was manipulated so that people would be enticed to come into the Capitol, made it easy to get inside. One of my co-defendants described it as a lobster trap, where it's easy to get in. Once you're in, you're screwed. So, but the whole point of that was to deflect attention away from their coup, the coup of 2020, the COVID coup of 2020, was to use COVID as their excuse to directly violate multiple states' election laws, you know, mass mail-in ballots, unsecured drop boxes, no chain of custody, making it easy to commit fraud. And that's why you had a spike of 15 million extra votes for supposedly for Biden. Barack Obama got 60 million votes, then 65 million votes. Hillary got 65 million votes. And then when Kamala ran, she got 65 million votes. But they said that, you know, Barack, they said that Joe Biden got, what, 81 million, 82 million? So it's just a ludicrous spike. And the reason why that spike exists, because it was mass fraud. So that's what happened in 2020. But to deflect attention away from that and to stop the count challenges on J6 in Congress, and also they hoped to prevent President Trump from being able to hold office again, they manipulated the protest to make sure people went inside. And then they spun it as something that just wasn't. It was not an insurrection, but they spun it in the media and in the fake dog and pony show of the J6 Select Committee into a fake insurrection. So that's why they charged me and my co-defendants in Oath Keepers with seditious conspiracy. They also charged members of the Proud Boys with the same charge of seditious conspiracy. And only members of those two groups were charged with that crime because they wanted to tag us as the boogeymen of J6. So it was basically, we're turning to the patsies. But we weren't doing anything. We're just there to do security. And then some of our guys went in along with 1,500 other people. None of them were charged with seditious conspiracy, only the Keepers and Proud Boys. So, but that's the basic bottom line of it, is that we were targeted as the propaganda designated fall guys. And the whole point was to create a fake conspiracy between President Trump and us, and then go after President Trump. And that's why they put all of us into solitary confinement, try to coerce false confessions and then false testimony against President Trump. That was their goal.
And brother, how long were you in prison for?
Total of 3 years, but I spent over a year in solitary, starting from the day of my arrest, all of pretrial. So the presumption of innocence is dead in this country. My only priors, you know, so-called priors, were speeding tickets. So why did they deny me pretrial release? Why was I held in solitary confinement? You know, from the day of my arrest, January 13, 2022, all the way until my trial began in November of 2022, I was in solitary. All during my trial, I was in solitary, even after my trial. I'm a Yale Law graduate, but I never had access to a law library. I had never had access to any computer to look up case law to assist with my own defense. So it's just like being tried in the Soviet Union. It's absolutely ridiculous. And our trials were a farce and a joke. You can't get a fair trial if you're a Trump supporter in Washington, D.C. But every one of the judges denied venue change, even though the judges themselves described the people of D.C. as the victims of January the 6th. But they insisted on drawing the jury pool from the alleged victim pool. It'd be the same as if you were charged with, you know, robbing a Walmart, and they drew the victim, I mean, they drew the jury pool from the people who were in the Walmart that night. You know, you're not going to get a fair jury. So, but they refused venue change, refused to move the trial outside of Washington, D.C. And the reason they wanted to refuse venue change for us is, one, to assure convictions, but two, they didn't want any precedent set that President Trump could point to when they put him on trial. And don't forget, they charged him with obstruction of official proceeding, 1512, one of the charges they also charged me with. They charged all of us with obstruction of official proceeding. That got thrown out by the Supreme Court of the United States. But the point is, they were going after President Trump, and I think they would have added seditious conspiracy too if they thought they could get away with it. But the Supreme Court kind of trimmed that back when it overturned the 1512 application. But the seditious conspiracy statute is still, you know, quote unquote, good law, even though it's an ancient Civil War statute that was put in place by the Lincoln administration for the express purpose of circumventing the treason clause. The treason clause requires two witnesses in the same overt act. So it has an act element, but it requires two witnesses and or confession in open court. So they didn't want to mess with that during the Civil War. They wanted to go after anybody in the North that they thought was aiding or supporting the South, including people's speech. That's why Lincoln put newspaper editors in prison and politicians, members of Congress. He had them arrested. So the same people that were doing all they could to take off the gloves and let the president do whatever he wanted gave him the tool of seditious conspiracy. And that's the same statute that they resurrected and used against us. It has no act element. It's very overbroad and vague. It could be applied to anyone's free speech. Because it just basically says, if you find that two or more persons agreed to resist with force the authority of the United States, you may find them guilty of seditious conspiracy. So what does that mean? It means if you and your buddy are having beers and you say, if they come for my guns, I'm going to give them to them bullets first, or for my cold, dead hands, I'll fight first before I give up my guns. And your buddy says, oh, I agree. Well, there you go. You just had an agreement between the two of you to resist with force the authority of the United States. Even though it's a hypothetical far in advance in the future, the act, this seditious conspiracy statute has no shelter for free speech. So the Supreme Court of the United States in the Brandenburg versus Ohio case, that's the modern standard case, says that all speech is protected unless it is inciting imminent violence, imminent unlawful action that's also likely to occur. Like if you say, go do this to that particular person, an act of violence against a particular person, and if you're encouraging the person to go do it immediately, that would trigger a prosecution. It would be protected speech. So my point, though, is that they use this ancient Civil War statute that is very vague and very, very broad, can be applied to anyone's speech. And that's what they did. They used my free speech against me. That was the only evidence the jury had, was my free speech. That was really it. And the fact that I owned guns, but they were left in the Virginia hotel. We didn't bring them into D.C. But, you know, an anti-gun jury, they were shown my AR-15 rifles, you know, scary guns to a D.C. jury. They're perfectly legal in Texas where I live. They were also legal to bring to Virginia, legal to have in Virginia. We didn't bring them into D.C. It doesn't matter to an anti-gun jury. They see guns. Frankly, you walk into the courtroom with a Trump supporter, you're already guilty anyway. So the whole thing was a dog and pony show to amplify the false narrative that J6 was an insurrection. But it was, you know, the most absurd insurrection in world history. We didn't bring guns. We didn't bring explosives. You know, we didn't do anything we could have done as trained military and police veterans. We weren't, you know, it's just complete nonsense. Our guys wandered in 20 minutes after Congress had already recessed. So they didn't cause Congress to recess. They walked in through doors that somebody else had opened from the inside. They didn't breach anything, even though they say over and over again that they breached the doors. They didn't breach anything. Breaching is you force something open. You don't, when you just walk through doors opened by someone else, that's not breaching. That's just walking through doorways. So in 1500, other people wandered in and out of the Capitol that day because they didn't know they weren't supposed to be in there because no one said anything. In fact, some cops were waving them in, but they were still charged with trespass or parading or obstruction of official proceeding. But we were singled out, Proud Boys and Oath Keepers, for the worst charge of all. So this is conspiracy, just as a way to try to get President Trump.
Okay, brother, a minute ago you talked about your education. Tell us again, where were you educated at?
Well, yeah, I went to college and then went to law school. I went to Yale Law School. I'm a Yale Law School graduate. And so when I was a student at Yale Law School, I wrote about the abuses of power under the Bush administration, the application of the laws of war to American citizens in particular. And that paper won an award for the best paper on the Bill of Rights for the university, Yale University. And then after that, I was designated a Yale Research Scholar to continue my research into that issue, which is kind of ironic. It's like when you were criticizing back then, criticizing the Republican, all the lefty professors at the law school loved me. You know, so now if I had done that during the Obama administration, it probably been a different ballgame. So things have changed, put it that way.
Now, brother, did you ever physically practice law, or you just did research with your degree?
No, I did. I was a criminal defense lawyer in Montana. So I clerked for the Arizona Supreme Court when I first graduated from law school for a year, which is pretty standard for a clerkship. And then I went to Nevada or Montana and passed the Montana bar and became a small town criminal defense attorney. But I pretty quickly lost my faith in the entire legal system. I saw corruption. But I worked for Ron Paul in Congress. I worked for Congressman Ron Paul for a year in between college and law school. And, you know, I saw how corrupt D.C. is. And then when I was a small town attorney, I saw how corrupt things could be right there in small town Montana. Like the lead prosecutor in the county I was in was also a reserve sheriff deputy. So talk about a conflict of interest, you know.
Now, but brother, talk about that. You worked for Ron Paul or Rand Paul?
Ron Paul.
Okay.
Rand Paul's dad. Yeah, Congressman Ron Paul from Texas when he was a congressman. This is in 98 and 99.
Now, tell me this, because I don't trust anybody in D.C. I don't trust President Trump. I don't trust Robert Kennedy Jr. I don't trust any of these cronies, because I believe in order for you to get into power, to get elected, you have to have had some kind of evidence that they can hold over you. I don't trust Rand Paul. I don't trust Rand. I don't trust any of them. Well, am I wrong in saying that, brother?
Yeah, I think you are wrong in saying that.
Please, educate me.
They tried to kill President Trump for a reason. He's not their tool. That's why they had to try to kill him. They tried to put him in prison. That's why they put me in prison. What they wanted, and that's why we were all held in solitary confinement, they wanted us to despair. Solitary confinement is considered by the U.S. State Department to be a form of torture. When other countries do it to Americans, our State Department complains that they're being tortured, because it is a form of torture. And the reason they do this is to coerce a false confession. But why would they go through all of that, coercing false confessions, railroading us in these ridiculous show trials, indicting President Trump, first time in history of the United States, any president or former president has been charged with a felony, federal indictment for felony, state indictment for felony in two different states, Georgia and in New York. Why would they do all that if he was just their puppet? They wouldn't, brother. He's not their fucking puppet. Pardon the language. He's not their puppet, okay? That's why they tried to kill him. That's why they tried to kill him twice. And the easiest way to kill a president is to withhold protection. That's what they did to Kennedy. They changed the route. They pulled the Secret Service off of his car. They pulled back the motorcycle cops. They had all the Dallas PD stand down, told them, don't have your undercover officers in Dealey Plaza. That's what they did to withdraw protection and make sure no one was going to get it in the way of their assassination teams. This is the same thing that happened at Butler. You can try to explain it as incompetency, but I'm just not buying that. They paved the way for that kid to take that rooftop, to put him in a place where he was right above a police sniper team who was told to stay inside of a building where they couldn't see anything, do anything. But what it caused is a confliction problem, a deconfliction problem. Because the Secret Service snipers watching that rooftop knew that there was going to be police snipers in that building. So when they saw someone on the rooftop, they thought it was a local police sniper. Only when he opened fire did they confirm that this wasn't friendly, and then they shot him. That's what you call a setup. Okay, that doesn't happen by accident. I don't believe, you know, please don't blow smoke and try to tell me that was just incompetent. I'm just not buying it. Dealey Plaza, that's not incompetence either. That was planned exposure. And the same goes for the golf course. No one walked that perimeter. No one saw the guy's car parked there for 9 hours while he was laying in the bushes. No one wondered whose car this is and where the occupant is. No one took a dog team and go through the bushes and make sure it's clear. An obvious danger area. If you're out there in a wide open kill zone of a freaking golf course, and you've got bushes and shrubbery all around it, you have someone go patrol the perimeter. As an old infantry guy, it's the first thing I noticed. It's like, well, who walked the perimeter? Turns out nobody walked the perimeter. So he was exposed intentionally. And I don't care what Dan Bongino and Cash Patel try to say that, oh, there was no there. I'm not buying that. I really just don't buy it.
Well, brother, again, I pray for President Trump. I pray for Robert Kennedy Jr. I pray for all those guys in Congress and Senate, okay? And again, I was going to really give President Trump the benefit of the doubt. I was so appreciative. I was going to give him at least 90 days before I began to criticize because, you know, on day one, he let you guys out, and I so appreciate that. I'm so thankful. He let you guys out on day one. But the thing, the very next day, he was back to pushing the cancer vaccine. And I know, I've been studying vaccines for 26 years. There is no vaccine that should ever be injected to a child, an animal, an adult, anything. They're all bioweapons. And he continues to say that his greatest accomplishment as a president was warp speed. And these things bother me. And again, we can agree to disagree.
It bothers me too. But I wouldn't ascribe that to him being some kind of a puppet. I would just ascribe that to ego, ignorance. I don't know. But hopefully with Robert Kennedy Jr. there, he'll fix that because he has been on the vaccine issue for quite a long time.
Well, hear me when I say this, okay? Robert Kennedy Jr., I love you, brother. I pray for you. But the biggest problem I have with Robert Kennedy Jr., Stuart, is he continues to say that he's not anti-vax. He just wants a safe vaccine. And I'm here to tell you, Stuart, there will never, ever be any vaccine that is safe. Every vaccine that's ever been created, every vaccine that will be created is a bioweapon. I would never give it to an animal, much less oppress a child. But Robert Kennedy Jr. and President Trump, when they create their safe vaccine, everybody will trust them because they would never harm them because they want to keep us safe. And that vaccine, I believe, will be your death shot. So please, again, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe nothing I say.
I didn't take the COVID shot because, A, it never even went through animal trials, let alone human trials, right? So it's experimental only. And it continues to be experimental to this day, right? So how come they're not doing trials now? Why are they still going under emergency authorization?
Why is it still on the market, Stuart? Why is it still on the market?
Preaching the choir, brother. I'm with you on that one. I am.
Well, and again, President Trump could stop it instantaneously. He could sign an executive order to stop it right here, right now. Why hasn't it? Because it's about money. It's about power, I believe. And I hope I'm wrong, brother. I hope I'm wrong.
Well, I mean, I'll put it this way. He's not Joe Biden. He's not.
Thank God. But see, that would have been too obvious, okay?
He's not John McCain. So, and like I said, they did try to put him in prison. That's why they prosecuted all of us. They did steal the election from him. If he was their puppet, why would they bother stealing the election and handing it to
Biden? They have to have somebody steering the wheel. They have to always give us hope. Okay. As long as we have hope.
As long as we have hope. That's really tinfoil hat.
As long as we have hope, then we're easily programmed. Okay. And again, you're trying to tell me that they
tried to murder him. Try to put him in prison, unprecedented lawfare against him and his supporters, all of us, as part of a smokescreen so that we would trust him, and he's still their puppet somehow?
Again, they have an A plan, a B plan, a C plan. They go to the Roman numerals. These guys are so satanic, so Luciferian. This is pure evil. And again, I pray for President Trump every day. I pray for him. Well,
I'll say this. There's no doubt that just like the first term, I think his team now is better, like Tulsi Gabbard.
Not much.
Well,
they're better than the last one. But again, it was too obvious to make it that ruthless like it was before.
I'll say this. I don't know if that's – you have to show me some proof of that.
I got you, bro.
I'll say this, that there are still people around him giving him bad advice, like to continue to – praise Operation Warp Speed and all that nonsense. I'm with you on that. But that shot's ridiculous. You should never take that shot. I mean,
not
is no worse than the flu, right?
It's correct.
Really, basically, the flu. If you use ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, and I use both, you knock it out. That combined with zinc, D, and C, and it's gone, right? Yeah.
Again, this temple that God created perfectly needs no bioweapon, needs no vaccine, okay? These are bioweapons. And again, don't believe me. Just go to the U.S. Supreme Court. You know that's the highest court in the land. Go to the 2010 case, Wyatt versus Bushwick. That case right there said that all vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. And if you're stupid enough to inject that into your child or your grandma or yourself, you're an idiot. And go ahead and take a double dose. Go ahead and put two masks on and put pantyhose on.
Preaching to the choir, brother.
I don't take
any of that crap, and I didn't give any of that crap to my kids either.
Well, you're a smart man, brother, and I so appreciate you doing what the Lord commands all of us to do, and that is test and prove all things. Not some things, but all things. And I promise if you do that, he will show you the truth. The truth shall make you free. We got to go to commercial break, but when we come back, Stuart, I want you to go into the Oath Keepers. I want you to really explain this organization, because you talked to me about them last time, and this was a brilliant organization, I thought. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I want to be part of this organization because you guys were doing some phenomenal things. So can we talk about that when we come back? We'll be right back after these messages. Christopher Key here with the Christopher Key Show. This product right here called Masterpiece, I believe it's a miracle. This product right here is why I believe Dr. Robert Young is in prison right now. This product right here is like nothing I've ever seen. I've looked over the randomized double-blind placebo studies. I've looked over study after study after study. And if you have myocarditis, if you've had a stroke, a heart attack, if you've got taken the vaccine, if you've got the bioweapon inside your temple, if you have the nanobots, the nanoparticles, if you have the mercury, the aluminum, I believe, and it's my personal opinion, that this product right here, Masterpiece, is a miracle. This product is like nothing I've ever seen. If you go to my website, crisiskey.life, crisiskey.life, if you hit shop, you go down there and you find the Masterpiece and you want this product to detoxify your temple. You can't go preach God's word if you don't take care of your temple. Masterpiece is a miracle. Love you. God bless.
Show by shopping the products on our website at christiskey.life. B3 Sciences, the best BFR bands. Optimize your health, wellness, and fitness in just 10 minutes a day. B3 bands are a new technology in exercise that allows everyone to exercise in one half the time. This includes home and gym exercise, rehab, strength training, and performance training. B3 bands are the product of 40-plus years of research, ingenuity, experience, and over 1 million real-life exercise sessions. Based on a scientific discovery in exercise, BFFR, blood flow resistance, uses the body's natural systems in combination with light exercise to produce results that will change the way you exercise forever. Richardson Nutritional Center. Find natural health supplements to improve your wellness. Richardson Nutritional Center is the dedicated provider of high-quality natural health supplements and products. Our mission is to promote wellness and healthy living through the use of safe and effective dietary supplements that support the body's natural healing processes. We take great pride in sourcing only the most trusted and reputable manufacturers in the industry, ensuring that our customers receive the best quality products available. With a wide selection of supplements formulated to meet specific health needs, we are committed to providing our customers with the highest quality products. Whether you are searching for vitamin supplements or therapeutic seeds, you can rely on Richardson Nutritional Center to deliver safe and effective solutions for optimal health and wellness. Cardio Miracle, the finest heart and health supplement in the world. 60-day risk-free. Try Cardio Miracle for 60 days, and if you don't feel better or see a difference, we will give you your money back. It's a happiness guarantee that is unconditional. If you take Cardio Miracle faithfully, 2 servings, 4 scoops a day, and you don't like the results, we will refund your purchase. Shipping excluded. As the founder and the manufacturer and distributor of Cardio Miracle, John Hewlett has dedicated his life to sharing the nitric oxide discovery and the Cardio Miracle formulation with those who are serious about health. He enthusiastically shares the news about the ability of nitric oxide in the arteries, veins, and capillaries to support better cardiovascular and overall health. His Cardio Miracle formulation produces more nitric oxide in the body, produces it faster, and sustains it longer. John considers this his life's calling and mission, to help people take charge of their health and enjoy life to the fullest. Find these and much, much more and support this show. Go to christiskey.life now, and thank you in advance.
Okay, Stuart, please go into the Oath Keepers. What was the Oath Keepers? What was this organization put together for? You know, what was y'all's main goal? And you guys, I thought, was accomplishing this. So can you talk about Black Lives Matters and Oath Keepers?
Well, no. So long before there's ever Black Lives Matter, I started Oath Keepers because of the Ron Paul campaign in 2008. I saw the Republican machine, the corrupt Republican Party leadership, steal the nomination from Ron Paul. We were going to sweep the delegates. I was a Nevada delegate to the state convention in Nevada, and I was on the platform committee. And we were better organized than McCain people and the Ron Paulers. We had taken over the Clark County, the critical county in Nevada. and we were going to sweep the delegates. We just had more people. We were better organized. So what they did is they decided to jump up on the lectern and smack the gavel and say, oh, we're out of time. We can't use this room anymore. We're in a 24-hour casino in Reno. It's complete nonsense. And as we went to the front desk and said, you know, can we keep the room? And they're like, sure, no problem. That was just an excuse. And then all the John McCain people fled the building to deny us a quorum to continue. So they said, oh, we're going to reconvene at a later date. They never did. So they stole it from Ron Paul. So when I saw that, I said, okay, we're in trouble. Because whether it's John McCain and on the left, we didn't know who was going to be at the time yet, either Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. But I knew we were FUBAR no matter what with either one of those two and also with John McCain. So I said, okay, I'm going to start an organization focused on the police and the military and first responders like EMS, search and rescue, paramedics, EMTs, and firefighters. And I'd been a firefighter in Montana. So I knew that they could be given orders to violate your rights. And we saw this during COVID, right? In a spectacular fashion, the entire medical establishment, including the first responders, participated in the gross violation and mass murder of Americans. That's what COVID turned into. But you know, all the elderly being shoved into close quarters with sick people, like what was done in New York, people being put on ventilators, all that. So I started the Oath Keeper organization in 2008 to throw a monkey wrench into the establishment's plans. I wanted them to have strategic doubt about whether or not their orders would be followed if they gave orders to violate our rights. That was the goal of Oath Keepers, was to reach out to the current serving, remind them of the oath they took, teach them about that oath and what it requires, because the parallel is laws of war. When you're in the military, you're taught the laws of war. You're taught the duty to refuse unlawful orders. You're taught about Nuremberg. You're taught about the My Lai massacre. And you're taught that just following orders is no defense, right? Well, the same should apply to a police officer or a federal law enforcement agent domestically who violates the Constitution. Just following orders is no excuse. That's what we wanted to teach law enforcement and military when they're being used domestically. Because if you're being used domestically, now it's not just the laws of wars overseas, it's the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights here at home. And they need to know what it says. How can you possibly defend something if you don't know what it says? How can you make sure you're complying with it? How can you make sure that the orders you're being given are lawful or not if you don't know the Constitution? So that's what we set out to do is teach, we call it the Reach, Teach, and Inspire. Reach out to the current serving, teach them more about the Constitution they swore to defend, and then inspire them to do it. And then I told the veterans, your responsibility is also to defend the Constitution. And we did that, not just by reaching out to the current serving, but also by protecting free speech, especially during the Trump administration, where we stepped up and protected Trump supporters all over the country. Thousands of events. In fact, for example, when Act for America did their March Against Sharia events across the country, where they had ex-Muslims, like who had become Christians, testifying about the Muslim Brotherhood plan, the radical Islamic plan to subvert the West and establish a world caliphate. We had speakers that were under death threat because they used to be Muslims, and then they converted to Christianity, and now they're speaking out, and according to the Islamicists, like that should be put to death. So we protected them. I did my personal security detail for a lady in Dallas, Texas, who was a speaker, but we did that all over the country. And then when Trump had his campaign rallies, Antifa knows that when you go into a campaign rally for President Trump, you got to go through the Secret Service. So they know you're going to be disarmed. They know you're not going to go, when you come back out, you'll be completely unarmed as you walk back to your car. That's what they would try to attack people with, clubs and chains and bike locks and or knives instead of stab people. So we would put volunteer, retired police officers, ex-military who are carrying guns outside the venue where they could still carry. We coordinate with the Secret Service about where it's okay for our guys to be, like where the lines are, whether it's the parking lot or the building itself. We made sure they knew how to identify our people. What are we wearing? How to identify who's an Oath Keeper? And then we'd stand outside with a sign saying volunteer security escort. If you want an escort back to your car, back to your hotel, or to your metro stop or whatever, just come get us and we'll escort you. That's what we did. So we did that in D.C. nine times, in fact. In fact, the first first security operation in Washington, D.C. we did was at President Trump's inauguration on January 20th, 2017. First, we escorted a group of ladies to the Flora Ball the night before the inauguration on January the 19th. Now, they wanted to go to the Flora Ball, but Antifa was raging through the streets, and they were afraid to go without a security escort. So myself and a retired Navy intelligence officer escorted them in there. And the next day, we had about a dozen oath keepers on the street. Not a huge team, but we did what we could, and we went and we escorted vulnerable people back to their hotel rooms. And that's kind of how that got rolling. But throughout the Trump administration, we did that across the country, including 9 times in Washington, D.C. And that's what we were doing in both November and December in Washington, D.C. for the huge Stop the Steal rallies, the huge anti-COVID coup rally. So, and in those, we protected speakers and events and Trump supporters all around the Capitol at permitted events around the Capitol and all over D.C. And the same exact pattern happened in November, December, and January, in January 6th. People marched from Freedom Plaza, for example, in November. They had a huge rally down there, and then Alex Jones led them in a big march to the Capitol, and they filled the grass all around the Capitol, and filled the street in between the Capitol and the Supreme Court, and then they had additional speakers there. And that's the same pattern in November and December. People were rallying all over D.C., marching to the Capitol for pre-arranged, planned events around the Capitol that were permitted events. And the same thing happened on January the 6th. We were there protecting 2 permitted events on Capitol grounds, Oath Keepers was. We were asked to protect the Latinos for Trump event, which we did, about a block north of the Capitol and was known as Area 7. And then we protected Ali Alexander's event right outside the East Capitol doors in Area 8. Those are 2 events on Capitol ground. That's why our guys were there in the first place. That's always swept under the rug by the media and also by the J6 Select Committee. They totally ignore that. That's just the reality. We're there to do security, as we've always done.
Well, brother, tell me this. Is Oath Keeper still operational? Is that organization still
well,
doing?
Well, we scattered to the 4 winds after I got arrested, and not just me, but other Oath Keepers were put on trial. But I still own the trademark for the name, and I can still do something with it. And I probably will. I'm still trying to decide what that's going to look like. So it'll be rebuilt in one form or another. You can count on that.
How many members did you have roughly?
We had 40,000 active members at one time. That was our peak membership, was 40,000 dues paying members. So all together, I'd say probably somewhere between 50 and 60,000 people at one time or another had been members of Oath Keepers. But we had a peak of 40,000 people who were members all at the same time.
Well, brother,
Obama administration, it went down when Trump got elected. That's what tends to happen. In fact, right now, like I work right now as a spokesman for Condemned USA, and our donations are falling off. The political right is frankly stupid when it comes to this kind of thing. The left continues to build and push, and they have deep pockets, and they fund their movements with deep pockets. Of course, yes, with corrupt federal funding too, but they also have deep pocket, big money donors that pony up. The political right, not really. They all go to sleep. Everyone's like, oh, Trump won. We're fine now. You know, he's going to fix everything. And they'll go back to sleep. And they did that the first time, and they're doing it now again, too.
And brother, that's why I want to get with you. I want you to put you in contact with my counsel and my team. And I want to help you put together Oath Keepers. Because, again, we have to build a united group that truly comprehends what is happening, because we, the people, we've allowed this to happen. This tyrannical, satanic, Luciferian government we have right now is all about eugenics, okay? And again, I love Trump. I pray for Trump. Robert, I pray for all of them. But they're not going to save us, okay? They are not going to save us. We, the people, have to stand up. We have to unite together. Quit being divided because you're black, I'm white, you're Jewish, I'm Catholic. Who cares? We all bleed red. And the most terrorist group in America right now, the largest terrorist group in America are the veterans. And the veterans are all sick, okay? That they've been poisoned from the vaccines. They've been poisoned with all the chemicals.
You said the largest what? What kind of group?
The largest terrorist group.
Terrorist group.
The largest terrorist group considered by the United States government are veterans.
Oh, sure. Yeah, they're afraid of veterans. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Okay. And this is why it's so important, brother, for us to come together and let's reorganize Oath Keepers, because we need men. We need men to be men again. We need men to stand up and we need men to speak out. We don't want violence, because that's what they want. They want violence. We need to do this organized. We need to do this in peace. We need to do this with the power of the pen. But we have to come together, because when we're united, there's only a couple thousand of them. There's 6.5 billion of us. They've already killed off a billion. There's only 6.5 billion people here on the world. I forget the population of America. But again, we've got to come together, brother. Is that true or not?
No, I agree. And it's the elites versus the people. I mean, ironically, I was listening while I was in solitary confinement. They gave us the little AM/FM radios, and I happened to pick up a broadcast of a speech that Justice Thomas was giving, Clarence Thomas was giving in Texas, is in Dallas. So I'm in solitary confinement in Alexandria, Virginia, listening to a broadcast of what he's saying in Texas. But he was saying in a question and answer period, he just came out right out and said, it's the fight is between the elites and the people. That's what he says. It's the elites versus the people. And I think, you know, he knows, I'm sure. He knows. Well, here, let me tell you this. It's important for folks to know the reason why we all had to go protest against the COVID coup, the stolen election in D.C. in November, December, and January is because the Supreme Court did not do their duty. Texas sued Pennsylvania. Ken Paxton, our attorney general here in Texas, he did the right thing. He sued Pennsylvania. Other states jumped on that lawsuit. About 20 other states joined in. And when one state sues another, that's under the Supreme Court's original jurisdiction, which means the Supreme Court is the trial court. They don't have to go to a district court judge, federal district court judge, and then appeal that to an appellate court. And then finally get to the Supreme Court. They go straight to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court is the trial court. So that's what Texas did. Sued Pennsylvania. Other states jumped in. The Supreme Court should have handled it the same way they handled Bush v. Gore in 2000, right? They stepped in, and what they did is they said, under Article 2, state legislature alone can determine the manner for selecting electors. And so they said, we're going to enforce Florida state law. Because you can't just do what you want with the process for selecting electors. You got to follow the method established by the state legislatures. And state legislatures used to appoint their own electors. They used to do a direct election by the legislators themselves of who the electors are going to be. But then they change it by state law to make it tied to a popular vote of the people. Point being, though, the state legislature always reserves the authority to do it any way they want. Like during COVID, this supposed emergency, they could have come together in special session and they could have done that by Zoom and picked their own damned electors. They didn't have to hold an election. Or they could have amended their state statutes by special session, emergency session, to change the state law. They didn't do any of that. So they directly violated, they being the cabal that cooked up this excuse to go ahead and do mass mail-in ballots. And you notice how it stuck after that, right? It never went away. After the so-called emergency is over, they're still doing mass mail-in ballots, unsecured drop boxes, and all the signature waivers and all that stuff. So they just ushered in what they always wanted, which was wide open, uncheckable, unverifiable voting. They can just steal elections left and right. My point is, though, that the Supreme Court ducked their responsibility. In fact, there was a whistleblower on the Supreme Court that said, Alito and Thomas were like, hey, what are you doing? We can't just duck this. We got to take this case. And according to this whistleblower, Robert screamed at them, if we do this, if we overturn this, you know, Biden's victory, then they are going to burn down our cities, is what Roberts has reported them said to Alito and Thomas. So what that tells me is that, you know, A, that's the excuse, but B, the terrorism by the left, wide open terrorism, all through the summer of 2020, that actually had an effect. It had an effect on the politicians. It had an effect on the Supreme Court justices. So,
okay, brother, didn't you go to the event at Mar-a-Lago? What was that event called?
Which one?
The one right after President Trump got elected, a bunch
no,
of Jason.
No, I didn't. I wasn't able to get a ticket. I was down there. I was down there with Ivan Ranklin, but I wasn't able to go to the actual event. I didn't get a ticket, but I did hang out in the hotel they're all staying at, and I met some of the people that were in it. So what's up?
Why couldn't you get a ticket?
Don't ask me. They said they could. They sold out and couldn't get tickets. So, yeah.
There was a bunch of J6ers that did get tickets, right?
I don't think so. I don't remember that.
No, but, I remember a bunch of J6ers getting in there, and there was one guy that got kicked out. You remember the one guy that got kicked out?
Is that about CPAC?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was CPAC. That's what it was.
CPAC,
I'm sorry.
Is different. CPAC was in Washington D.C.
Okay. Yeah. CPAC. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. So CPAC was in Washington D.C. We did go to CPAC. I was one of the four that got kicked out. It was okay. Me, Enrique Tarrio, Jake Lang, and Dominic Pozzola, I believe, were the ones who were singled out and excluded from CPAC.
And okay, then did you get kicked out?
Who knows? They never gave us an excuse. They never gave us a reason. They just never gave us a reason. Now, what happened is that everyone started raising hell about that all over X, and then some people behind the scenes put pressure on the organizers of CPAC. I'm not really at liberty to say who, but the people that were in our corner that had influence with the CPAC people just read the riot act and said, you're making a huge mistake here. You're doing the wrong thing. So the very next day, you see that CPAC put a statement out saying, it's just not true that we were discriminating against J6ers. They're perfectly welcome to come to CPAC. And our registration is once again open. So they were basically saying, you know, go ahead and re-register. So we did, and we got let back in, except for Jake Lang. He was the one that was singled out. They would not let him back in.
Okay, so they kicked you out initially, you and three others, and then you had to re-register after pressure was put on them.
Back in the next day.
You got to go back in the next day. The other guy, why didn't he get to go back in?
I don't know. So I was able to go back in, Enrique Charo and Don Pozzola. Jake Lang, though, was excluded. So I think they held a grudge against him, possibly because of some things he said on the first day. He was pretty pissed.
But, and you should have been, okay?
Oh, hey, no, I'm not. Hey, look, I ain't saying anything about it. I'm just saying all I know is what I heard. So.
I got you, brother. Okay, look, we got about 5 minutes before we close this out. Please. You know, tell everybody, how can they can fund you, how they can get you money? Because, again, I know it's so tough right now because, you know, to most of America, you're considered as the resurrection or the whatever you call that, the insurrection. the resurrection.
Oh, no. Hey, about half the country to most of the Trump base, you know, they love us.
They love it.
Yeah. I haven't got a problem with them. It's the brainwashed folks on the left that just continue to screech that I should be hanging from a rope and all kind of crazy stuff, as though that was my plan to go without guns into Washington D.C.
and
have my
start an insurrection.
20 minutes later, wander around inside, do a prayer circle, and then they actually help the cops. Three different times, Oath Keepers helped the police at the Capitol that day. You know, of course, all that's hidden away from the public. They don't know, so all they know is what they hear. So I've got to feel sorry for them. They're brainwashed victims of propaganda. That's how I look at them. That's why, like when I was in prison, here's the good news. In prison, 95% of the inmates were Trump supporters. 95% of them thought Biden was, you know, what he was, an incompetent puppet. They could see right through it. They all knew from talking to their family that the price of food was skyrocketing because of hyperinflation. They all knew and the higher cost of fuel, which creates higher costs of everything. I can't believe it. I've been gone for 3 years. It's like walking out of a time capsule. I just bought a Pollo Loco for dinner. You know, that's what I bought. But $43. It's just, you know, the money, it's like over twice as much as what it was back when before I went into prison. You know, it's just crazy. So they all. So the good news is that, like I said, you get to look at the sample of guys in prison. They all see it. They all talk to their families. Everyone knows. And so it's becoming more and more difficult. And they also know that the whole COVID thing was complete nonsense. Now we all, you know, I knew that the masks were pointless and useless. If you're wearing a mask and you can smell someone's fart, Guess what?
It ain't working.
It's not stopping anything that's a virus. There's no friggin' way. It drove me nuts from day one. It's like, I can't believe people are this stupid. It's just really amazing. Or the six feet, all that stuff. Just nuts.
Well, brother,
here's a bad thing. You had cops running around the country arresting people because they were walking down a beach without a mask on. You know, it's just absurd nonsense. They were doing this. Why? Because they're afraid to lose their job. And I looked at
But before we close this out, what are you doing now, and how can people get you funding, brother?
Well, they can. I mean, all of us J6ers are rebuilding. We lost everything. That's just the way it is. And so I have a Give, Send, Go. It's givesendgo.com/GAF5B. So phonetically, that's Golf Alpha Foxtrot 5 Bravo, GAF5B. Now they can donate to support and help me. It'd be great. I'm working for Condemned USA. Condemned USA is a great outfit. They help. I mean, hardly anybody would help us on the political right. It was Sidney Powell's organization, and it was Condemned USA. Those are the only two that I know of that. And then, of course, later on, other J6 groups popped up, and they did raise some money for attorneys. But Condemned USA has been basically our ACLU, like the ACLU for the political right. Plenty of other conservative civil rights organizations who just completely just would not take our cases. They just wouldn't. The Rutherford Institute, you know, I like that. It's that place. But nope, that's just not one of the things they do. They don't do criminal defense. So why not? My free speech was being crushed. I'm being targeted because of who I am and what I said. But Joe Biden's a Chi-Com puppet. And one thing I said, and this is an important thing for you to think about, I said that President Trump, and open letters to him in November, December, and January of 2020 and 2021, I said President Trump, to defeat the deep state, should expose them. He could use his declassification power. He has the absolute authority, because he's the commander in chief, to declassify anything that's being classified as secret and hidden away from the American people by the CIA, NSA, DIA, whatever. All of those alphabet agencies that use a secret designation to control information, that all could be defeated by the president's classification powers. I encouraged him to send the U.S. military in there, seize all the data, use military intelligence other than the CIA, kick all the CIA people out of their offices, same with the NSA and the FBI. Just kick them all out. Tell them just, hey, go home and go work from home. Don't give me any access. And go take the data, sift through it, and expose everyone who's taken money from a foreign power, everyone who's bought and paid for or bribed and blackmailed, anyone who's been a pedophile or whatever their vice is that they've been blackmailed with. But I think it's absolutely true. Like you were saying earlier, I think it's true that about 99% of the politicians and the judges are blackmailed or bribed, and that's how they're controlled. So I encourage President Trump to use that declassification power, and he still could. You're frustrated about what he could do right now, what it's not doing. I'm frustrated by that. Like, why can't he? He could do it right now by executive order. He could declassify all the dirt, dump all the skeletons out in the closet, out in the street, out of the closet, into the street, and show the American people exactly who's dirty and how they're dirty, how they're controlled. He could do that all right now. First step is exposure.
But he hasn't, and he hasn't because they have dirt on him, brother. Again,
I don't know. Do you know that for sure? You can't know that for sure.
The Jeffrey Epstein files. Why haven't we seen those? Okay, why haven't we seen all of the Robert Kennedy Jr. files? Okay, why? Because they have dirt on him. They've got dirt. You don't get in that position of power unless they have dirt on you, and they will let you steer the wheel to give the people hope. And again, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong.
I think that's probably true for 99% of the politicians, but I go back to then why they try to kill him and why they try to put him in prison. So, you know,
again,
I'm willing to give him the benefit of a doubt and until you prove to me, because I've been accused of being a Fed, even to this friggin' day, after going to prison for 3 years and not selling out, not rolling over, not bearing false witness, not admitting guilt to a crime I didn't commit. I still have people out there who think that, oh, Stuart Rhodes and the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers, they're a bunch of feds. It's like, are these people
brain dead? Brain dead. I don't know.
Well, but I guess brother, you get so cynical after a while that everyone assumes that everyone's dirty, you know.
Brother, I love you. God bless you. I want me, you, and my counselor to get on a phone call either later tonight or tomorrow, because I want to bring back the Oath Keepers, because this is something that we have to have. We have to have us coming to united, coming together, and to stand up to this tyranny. So please, let's have that conversation. Give that Gifts and Go one more time, brother, before we go to break.
Yeah, giftsandgo.com/GAF5B.
Love it. Love you, brother. God bless. Right. Guys, we'll be right back with my closing comments.
God bless.
Christopher Key here with the Christopher Key Show. This product right here called Masterpiece, I believe it's a miracle. This product right here is why I believe Dr. Robert Young is in prison right now. This product right here is like nothing I've ever seen. I've looked over the randomized double-blind placebo studies. I've looked over study after study after study. And if you have myocarditis, if you've had a stroke, a heart attack, if you've got taken the vaccine, if you've got the bioweapon inside your temple, if you have the nanobots, the nanoparticles, if you have the mercury, the aluminum, I believe, and it's my personal opinion, that this product right here, Masterpiece, is a miracle. This product is like nothing I've ever seen. If you go to my website, crisiskey.life, crisiskey.life, if you hit shop, you go down there and you find the Masterpiece, and you want this product to detoxify your temple. You can't go preach God's word if you don't take care of your temple. Masterpiece is a miracle. Love you. God bless.
Support this show by shopping the products on our website at christiskey.life. B3 Sciences, the best BFR bands. Optimize your health, wellness, and fitness in just 10 minutes a day. B3 bands are a new technology in exercise that allows everyone to exercise in one half the time. This includes home and gym exercise, rehab, strength training, and performance training. B3 bands are the product of 40 plus years of research, ingenuity, experience, and over 1 million real-life exercise sessions. Based on a scientific discovery in exercise, BFFR, blood flow resistance, uses the body's natural systems in combination with light exercise to produce results that will change the way you exercise forever. Richardson Nutritional Center. Find natural health supplements to improve your wellness. Richardson Nutritional Center is the dedicated provider of high-quality natural health supplements and products. Our mission is to promote wellness and healthy living through the use of safe and effective dietary supplements that support the body's natural healing processes. We take great pride in sourcing only the most trusted and reputable manufacturers in the industry, ensuring that our customers receive the best quality products available. With a wide selection of supplements formulated to meet specific health needs, we are committed to providing our customers with the highest quality products. Whether you are searching for vitamin supplements or therapeutic seeds, you can rely on Richardson Nutritional Center to deliver safe and effective solutions for optimal health and wellness. Cardio Miracle, the finest heart and health supplement in the world, 60-day risk-free. Try Cardio Miracle for 60 days, and if you don't feel better or see a difference, we will give you your money back. It's a happiness guarantee that is unconditional. If you take Cardio Miracle faithfully, 2 servings, 4 scoops a day, and you don't like the results, we will refund your purchase. Shipping excluded. As the founder and the manufacturer and distributor of Cardio Miracle, John Hewlett has dedicated his life to sharing the nitric oxide discovery and the Cardio Miracle formulation with those who are serious about health. He enthusiastically shares the news about the ability of nitric oxide in the arteries, veins, and capillaries to support better cardiovascular and overall health. His Cardio Miracle formulation produces more nitric oxide in the body, produces it faster, and sustains it longer. John considers this his life's calling and mission, to help people take charge of their health and enjoy life to the fullest.
Did you know that the older we get, the less IGF is produced by our bodies naturally? It's true. When you're born, you've got tons of it. And that's why you feel great in your 20s. The great news is you can replenish it. Just like multivitamins that you take every day, you can supplement the natural IGF levels in your body. You can do that with clinically proven IGF-1 Plus from Nutronix Labs. This is the stuff that helps you regain IGF-1 and feel great. You spray it in your mouth a couple of times a day and boom. Lean muscle gain, healthy weight loss, more restful sleep, positive energy gain, crystal clear thinking, all of these things. There's a reason why athletes and celebrities like Mario Lopez and Frank Stallone are big fans of this product. These are benefits from the proper levels of IGF in your system. Go do the research on your own. And by the way, when you put the product on auto ship, and you should, it's not a lifetime contract. You can cancel any time, but you should try this stuff for about 3 months to really see the positive gains.
Find these and much, much more and support this show. Go to christiskey.life now and thank you in advance.
Thank you, brother. I so appreciate you doing this for me. I'm going to do everything I can to promote what you're doing. Please, if we can get on a phone call with my counsel tonight or tomorrow.
Tonight, man. Well, tomorrow,
okay,
so,
okay,
tomorrow,
okay, tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow, okay, brother?
All right.
Love you, man. Good. God bless. I'll call you in the morning. What time do you get up?
I'll be up early by 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, perfect. All right, God awesome, brother.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Click off real quick.
Yeah, I'll click off.
Yeah, click.
All right, take care. God bless.
God bless, brother. Okay, let's see. He's coming in. Okay, 3, 2, 1, and we're back. Stuart Rose, the Oath Keepers, their organization, I looked at it for many years, and I thought it was a phenomenal organization. We're going to do everything we can to get the Oath Keepers back up and operational. I'm going to get my counsel, and we're going to talk with Stuart Rose tomorrow as I'm traveling back to Birmingham to babysit my grandson. And what an amazing time to be alive. And again, one of the things he said there at the end, and I wanted to talk to him, but I didn't want to interrupt him, was he was talking about the viruses, okay? The viruses is a lie. There are no viruses. The man that invented or founded AIDS on his deathbed told the world that it had never been isolated. This is a fairy tale. This is a way to keep you in fear because you think you're going to catch something. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, there are no viruses. We need to have the debate. You keep saying, we don't need to have the debate because that will divide. And that will do this and that will do that. And we don't need, we just need to believe the viruses are real. Real. They're not real, Sherry Tenpenny. They're not real. It's a figment of your imagination. As a doctor that has came out on all the stuff about vaccines, and now for you to say that viruses are real and we don't need to have the conversation, who do you work for Dr. Sherry Tenpenny? Who? This is the biggest paradigm shift when the people finally realize that viruses are not real. It is a figment of the imagination that was created by Big Pharma to make you believe that you can catch something. You can't catch anything. There is no virus. There is no disease. Yeah, there's no disease. No. There's no disease. All there is lack of cell-to-cell communication. When the cells quit communicating because your body's electric. Go read the book, The Body's Electric by Robert Becker. Go read it. When the cells quit communicating with each other, what happens? The body gets inflammation. That inflammation, Big Pharma has named cancer, COVID, measles, mumps, AIDS, hepatitis. There is none of those things. That is all make-believe. All you have is lack of cell-to-cell communication, and then you have inflammation. And the cool thing is, it's so simple to fix this temple that God created perfectly. And it ain't in a needle. It ain't at Big Pharma. You don't have a headache because you have lack of aspirin. You don't have cancer because there's lack of chemotherapy. You've been programmed from the television to believe these falsehoods. And they've done a great job. I mean, I give them credit. Oh, my gosh. They have done a beautiful job. Rockefeller Medicine, I mean, if you're a Satanist and you want to make billions and billions of dollars, it is a perfect model. Take what was of God, for God, and with God. Take his perfect herbs and then add petroleum to it. And then use that pharmakia, which is sorcery, to put a Band-Aid on a problem that causes another problem, which causes another problem, and causes another problem. And have something that you don't stop taking. You just add you add something to it. I love that the depression medications, that if your depression medication don't work, or if the first two medications don't work, take another one of this. Add this to it. Don't stop taking the one that doesn't work. Don't stop taking it. Keep taking that one. It doesn't work, but keep taking it. And add this to it. And then you go read the package insert, and this depression medication, the number one side effect for it is it causes, guess what? Guess what it causes? Depression.